just start by giving me your reaction to what you've seen and heard today?
Well, obviously, he is the leader of the cause of what happened to my brother. And I'm delighted that he's gone. But what concerns me now is the fact that there'll be other people now who's going to make him into some sort of martyr and to carry on. And perhaps, you know, there'll be more bombings, more killings in his memory, which is something that we don't want, obviously.
What do you remember about the day that you found out that your brother had been killed?
It was on the radio that it had happened, and I pulled over and I used the coin box to ring his desk, and the phone rang. So I thought, but no answer, but I thought he must have got out. And that's the fact, they never found his body. They've only found a piece of his heel.
And so is this justice for him?
Well, it is. It's injustice for all of them. But it's not the end, is it? Because these fanatics are still there.
And you've been back to the site since,
oh,
obviously.
Yeah. I've been several times. I went last year and I read at the service last year. It's not at zero, it's ground zero now. It's over at Zuccotti Park, which is opposite, because they're rebuilding the site. But yeah, I got a communication from Mayor Bloomfield's office. You only read names out, and then you can read your family name and say a few words about your lost one. Yeah, it will always be in our hearts, you know, because he's a fellow who never put a foot wrong in life. He'd never done anything wrong in his life. He just worked hard. He was very successful, and he's a great guy.
Would you like to be in New York now celebrating?
Not really, no. I'm glad it's happened, but I'm not going to go whoop it up and have a drink or anything, you know.